we've had close to 3,000 people sign up to that since yesterday evening, and I guess that goes some way to show the depth of consumer concern about decisions that they're taking, thinking it's an ethical decision, often paying a premium for these products, but simply not having the confidence they get what they pay for.
Why did you feel this campaign was necessary? As it does seem that the producers have tried to tick off on animal welfare issues.
Yeah, and John did make some very good points. So obviously an animal welfare outcome is about a range of factors, and we welcome the fact that at the very least Queensland have imposed some conditions that go above and beyond simply the stocking density. But I guess our basic point would be that they had 1,500 in there because that's what the model code says. So we would actually challenge the interpretation of the model code here. We think the reference to proportionally higher stocking densities than 1,500 is actually a reference to meat chickens, and we think that's pretty clear from anyone's reasonable interpretation of that code. So I should make clear we're not an animal welfare group, we're a consumer group, and we think that these standards should be set by animal welfare experts. They should be set based on evidence and science. And if the experts say that as part of a range of conditions that a stocking density of a certain level is appropriate, then that's what we'd support. And we'd say that at the moment they're saying 1,500 is appropriate, and we've just seen Queensland essentially increase their limit from 1,500 to 10,000, flying in the face of that provision that's in the model code.
Is it more to do with perception? People have this image that they're buying eggs from chickens who are, you know, in these enormous paddocks with lots of green space around them.
It's a good point, and you know, you only need to walk into a supermarket and look at the cartons of eggs there to see, you know, images of chickens running through sunlit pastures and rainbows and all the rest. And it's obviously a huge marketing tactic, and that's probably why free range is, you know, one of the fastest growing, well, I think it's the fastest growing category of eggs. It's up to close to 40% of the national market. So it's a lot to do with perception, but you've got reality underneath that. You've got the fact that a lot of free range farmers operate at 1,500 birds per hectare or below. They very vigorously, I think, defend their production practice, saying that you know, while it's not the be-all and end-all, and John's right to say there are other factors, that it's a really important part of it. So it's certainly not for choice to dictate who's right and wrong in that debate, but it's for us to say that if you're going to have a standard, base it on evidence and give consumers the confidence that if they're paying a premium, they get what they pay for. And it's ridiculous to have a situation, quite frankly, where the model code says one thing, where Queensland's essentially done another, and where in most other states, it's an even worse situation, where you can stand in that supermarket aisle and see free range written on a whole bunch of cartons. It can even say certified free range, and all it means is that producer has self-certified to their own arbitrary standard. And that's not a great outcome for Australian children.
So the problem seems to be for consumers and for you, more of an overarching need for an overarching set of rules or definitions.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's not for us to set that. It's simply for us to say that consumers need confidence in it. So there's actually a federal review of the model code getting underway, which is, I guess, another reason why we're really disappointed in the Queensland government's action, because they would have made this change in full knowledge of that. And they've made a change which we think contradicts what's in there. So what we'd actually like to see is a national legislated standard so that farmers in Queensland are not disadvantaged versus producers anywhere else. We'd like to see that standard based on science, so not based on, you know, what people think should be right or the perception, but based on animal welfare evidence. And then we can get on with consumers actually knowing they're getting what they pay for.